Michael Holthouse, H-O-L-T-H-O-U-S-E, a founder of Prepare for Life. Our major program is Lemonade Day. You can find out details on Lemonade Day at www.lemonadeday.org.
So, Michael, who knew there was actually a National Lemonade Day the first Sunday in May? Tell me about that.
It's a fun and experiential step-by-step program that teaches youth how to start their own business using a lemonade stand. It started some 5 years ago when my daughter, Lissa, who was then 10 years old, came up to me one Saturday afternoon wanting a turtle. Well, we have every kind of pet on the planet, so that's the last thing that I wanted. But she was not going to be stopped. So that next morning, bright and early at 6 a.m., Lissa comes bounding into the bedroom, rousts me out of bed to do a lemonade stand. She had a goal. She wanted to raise her own money to do and buy her turtle. Well, that day turned into one of the most amazing days we had ever had together. I mean, we talked about everything from location to capital equipment to revenue to expenses. And I guess because she wanted that turtle, she was listening and actually learning. It was an extraordinary event for us, and it really got me thinking that here I am, a reasonably accomplished entrepreneur, and if I've never shared how business works with my daughter, my hunch is that there's millions of other parents and Americans that aren't doing the same.
I don't know if you've seen the TV commercial. As soon as I was reading up and researching what you're doing, it's on TV now. It's for Verizon. And the daughter, Susie, has set up a lemonade stand out front, and her dad comes over with here's a calculator. And Susie becomes so engrossed in this, and her mind just takes over. She becomes a mogul, and the dad comes home from work, and he says, where's Susie? And the kid says, is she expecting you?
The lemonade stand is an American icon. I mean, it is symbolic for everyone's first business. So when you tell someone we're teaching youth how to start their own business with a lemonade stand, two things happen. First, everybody smiles. And second, they nod their head. The lemonade stand and business, you see, the earlier we introduce youth to concepts around business, it literally changes their trajectory in life. And what a fun and community-wide kind of experience that everybody can participate. It's really great.
And Michael, wouldn't you say also it's sort of like returning to American basics because so many kids are sitting at home behind the computer these days, and mom and dad rightly so are afraid of predators, and there are health regulators now cracking down on you if you happen to start a lemonade stand without a permit. There are all these things that keep kids from doing this, and this is almost like a return to basic American values. And mom and apple pie, isn't it?
You just couldn't be more right. By putting organization into it and creating an entire community-wide event, it allows us to put together the training and the materials that support parents and youth and caring adults to do this together. It allows us to work with the health department and parks and recreation to create safe places for youth to do this, and it helps us get the whole community thinking about buying lemonade on that day, which does wonders for the revenue stream of these new entrepreneurs.
Not only that, today a lemonade stand, tomorrow, who knows?
You know, it's just like a farm club in baseball. If you want to become a Major League Baseball player, you start with Pee Wee League, then to Little League, K through 12, and you march right through. Well, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you start with a lemonade stand, and then you learn to mow yards, and you know, then maybe you franchise your lemonade stands, or there are so many places to go. But the whole key is to get started.
Now, if anybody is interested in this, either an adult or a kid who might be listening, where should they go?
Oh, there's lots and lots of ways people can get involved. The first place to start is our website, which is lemonadeday.org. And whether you're a parent or a youth or a community leader that would like to bring Lemonade Day to your city, our goal is to do 1 million lemonade stands in a single day in 100 cities across America by 2013. We think when we do that, it is going to be a tipping point to spread lemonade stands to every community in America. And it is such a fun way for an entire community to celebrate the future of our nation, our kids.
Very well said. So it's lemonadeday.org, right?
That's correct.
All right.